It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Last night, a nor'easter blew hard along the coast, bringing new misery to those in New York and New Jersey, already without heat, power, or in some cases, a place to live. We're joined now for more on that storm by NPR's Martin Costi, who's in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what it looks like to you there.
Well, it's a early winter storm, a classic nor'easter. It's been snowing. There was snow in New York, a lot of snow inland New Jersey, a couple places there were several inches. In normal times, this would have been just an early winter storm, but given the situation right now, it's been described as sort of insult to injury. A lot of people still obviously don't have power. This has been sort of a just an annoyance they could not deal with right now, and it's not been fun to deal with for them.
Were people able to prepare for this over the last 24 hours? Some of them are in pretty bad situations already.
Well, what the authorities have been doing, and especially coastal areas, is there were some mandatory evacuations on the New Jersey coast, telling people who were still in low-lying areas to get out. A lot of them stayed. I went there and I talked to them, and they said, compared to Sandy, this would be nothing, and they would just ride it out. But what I saw yesterday along the coast was a lot of work on the far edge of the coastline. People or the authorities rebuilding sand dunes with, you know, hundreds of dump truck loads full of sand to try to blunt the force of some of these winds. And there's also a lot of concern about the whole process of restoring power to this region. They've done a lot of amazing work for the last week restoring power. And now the worry, especially on the part of the governor, Chris Christie, here in New Jersey, was that they were going to slide back a little bit and some of those repaired lines would fall again because of heavy wet snow on tree branches. And he said, well, if that was what happened, people just have to deal with it.
We have 11,000 utility workers on the ground in New Jersey. We're housing them here. We're not letting them leave. They're staying. We're treating them real nice. And we'll make sure that they stay here and they get right back to work.
So it sounds like the misery there isn't going to end soon.
Well, it won't end, but it might get a little bit better here in the next couple of days. There's a really nice forecast for the weekend. The governor said that temperatures up in the 60s might make it possible for him to reopen some of the closed coastal communities, let people come back in for what he calls a reorderly repopulation of places like Long Beach Island. So there might be some hope here soon in terms of the weather.
NPR's Martin Costi speaking to us from Atlantic City, New Jersey. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.